Simon Kuf Sivkut and Beis. Dover Shu Beriah Shani's Bashalim Heter. Something that's a Beriah that gets cooked with Heter. Let's take Avram and Achai. Because we'll see that Namala and Gid Hanoshe are going to be different cases. But let's say you have a Avram and Achai and you cook it with Heter. Let's say you have wings. One wing you pulled off while the animal was alive. And there are many other wings in the pot that were cut off after the animal was geshachten, was slaughtered. Im einoi makiroi hakoaser. If you don't know which wing is the Avram and Achai we said was a beria, and therefore it will not be bottled even in 1,000 kosher wings. But what about the frigazee that was created from cooking up all these wings? It's benois and tam. If there's 60 times the trefa wing, the Avram and Achai wing, there's 60 times as much kosher wings and soup, then the tam of the treif gets bottle in the soup. But, again, since we don't know which one is the treif wing, you have to throw out all the wings, and the soup will be mutter. But v'imakiroi, if the Avram Nachai wing looks considerably different than the other wings, you can recognize it. Zarkai, you throw it out, v'acherim, and all the other kosher wings, v'aroitiv, and the soup, tzarech shehei b'am shishim, there has to, of course, be 60 connected at the time of the trefa wing. Connected. And then, it's all, the whole soup with the wings are mutter. Only exception to this is chutz migid hanoshe. Gid hanoshe, we paskin, there's a big machlokes in the Gemara, whether yesh begidim benois and tam, or ein begidim benois and tam. We paskin ein begidim benois and tam. Therefore, since she ain't time I oiser, since the time of a gid doesn't aser, the other yirechais or gid or yirechais, they ain't beginning but nice in time. So therefore, even without shishim, the soup will, and the other yirechais will be mutter if we recognize the gid. However, avol shamnai, but let's say you cook the gid not with in the Yerach, and you already, I'm sorry, you cooked the Gid in the Yerach, and it hasn't been rid, and you haven't gotten rid of the Shuman, of the membrane over the Gid, Oiser. So the Shuman HaGid we asered, and it has Tam, so it can aser up to Shishim, Midrabanan, it has tam, and we asked Shuman Agid Midrabanan, so it makes an Isidrabanan on the pot unless there's Shishim Kenegadid. So our Shishim Kenegadid Lahatar Aroitiv to permit the soup to be eaten. Lefichach, therefore, Yerushin is Bashalim Gida. If you have a hindquarter that was cooked with the sciatica intact, Imakira, if you know which Yerush it is, Zarka, you can throw it out. V'chol ha'shar mutter, because the Gid Hanasha didn't give tam into the other pieces or into the soup. Yimesh bo yisamach keneged shamnai, however, the Shuman HaGid will give tam. So there has to be 60 in the soup and in the other yirechais to mevatel the tam of the Shuman HaGid. But v'yimesh b'gdei r'samach keneged ha'shuman mutter, if there is 60, the soup and the yirechos are mutter. Vim lav aser. But if there isn't 60, the whole pot is aser. Now, what if im nimuach hagid ve'ena nikar? If the gid has dissolved into the soup and you can't recognize it, tzarech gam samach kenegda, you need 60 keneged begid. Why is that? It's very hard to understand. Here you have a gid that has no tam. So what does it matter if it's extant in the soup, but it's bottle? The only reason why we need bitl b'shishim is for tam ha'isser. The isser itself is more than nullified by the amount of soup. It's more than roiv. The only reason why roiv is insufficient, even by min b'sheina minay, assuming that the soup and the ghee are min b'sheina minay, is because there's tam transfer into the other, from the isser item into the heter item. But here there is no tam transfer, so why would you say that you need shishim? So there are two svaras that are advanced. Svara number one is that it's a gzera. That if you see that people are being mevatel iser through iser nimuach beroy, even if there's no shishim, so they're going to do this to isurim that have tam. They're not going to suffice with allowing the ghee to be mutter beroiv. They're going to assume that anything that melts into and is unrecognizable in a soup should be batel beroiv. And that would simply not be the case and would lead to an iser d'oraisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch Pasdin's like Taisus, that tam ki'ikar is d'oraisa. Reason number two goes back to the question of the Rishonim. When we have the Machloikas, whether Yesh Beginim B'Nais and Tam or Ein Beginim B'Nais and Tam, how could that be an actual Machloikas? Takasha Famaisa. Let a goy taste the soup that the Gid was cooked in, and let him find out whether, let's say it's cooked in 30 times the Gid, whether there's any tam to be felt or not. If there's no tam, we can assume that ain't begidin b'nois and tam. Ain't begidin b'nois and tam. So one of the answers that's given, and there are many, is that ain't begidin b'nois and tam does not mean that there's no tam at all. It means that it has a tam kolosh. So if it's taken out, that tam kolosh becomes bottle and much less than shishim. It becomes bottle bereif. But if it's in the soup and it keeps giving tam, we're machmir not to let it be bottle and less than shishim, because we really are not sure on each application whether the time is going to be shishim or the time is going to be 50 or the time is going to be 40. And the Prichadish adds that since many Rishonim hold that as long as something gives time, there is a din shishim, and the whole tasting of the kvela only begins to decide if it's mutter when you have more than shishim. So we're mitzarif that shita, which the Rajba is choshish for in Taras Abayis, to say that you need shishim. The question that should be bothering us, since we learned Tzadik Ches, is what does the Ramah say about all this? There is no gloss here from the Ramah. But isn't the Ramah the one that told us that there is something called Chatichanas Nevela Bashari Surim, and that's how we paskin? So let's take the case of Avram and Achai. You cook the Avram and Achai in soup. So now, how could it be that everything becomes mutter if there's shishim? Don't we say that that the gid and the Yerech are one commodity because there's a Chticha Nas and Avela. And that the Yerech asers the whole, is asered by the fact that there's an Isser within it. We say Chticha Nas and Avela B'Shar Yisur, meaning that if juice that's tray falls on a piece, so now the whole piece becomes an availing nitshishim connected the juice and the piece. So koshkein, if you have iser like git hanosha, that's dovuk, that's connected to this yerech, koshkein, the yerech now becomes chaticha nas nevela, and you would need shishim connected the yerech. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch, who does not hold the chaticha nas nevela, is justified in saying they could use both the Morach and the Yerechos to Mavatal the Gid. But according to the Ramah, you would need Shishim Keneged, not only the Gid, you'd need Shishim Keneged, the Gid and the Yerech. Answers the Shach that he was Saimich on what he said earlier in Isser Davuk, in Ein Beis, Ein Gimel, that we hold that the Isser Davuk and the piece it's Davuk too become Chaticha Nas Nevela, Nitshishim connected the whole thing. Now the problem is, how do you deal with the Gemara? The Gemara that they're Medayik Isser Davuk from is our Mishnah that deals with a Yerech that has a Gid in it. So the Gid becomes Aser. Because that our Mishnah holds Yesh Begidin B'Nais and Tam. But still, it should need Shishim only connected the Gid, not Shishim connected the Yerech. So if you don't hold a Visser Davuk like the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, what are you going to do with this Mishnah? Answers the Shach that it's talking about that the Gid is free of the Yerech, and the Yerech is being cooked side by side with the Gid. And that's why you only need Yerech, Shishim of Yerech and soup connected the Gid, because the Gid is not Dovuk inside of the Yerech, the Gid has been cut out and is in the pot with the Yerech. Simon Kuf Siv Gimel. Kedera shel morak shenafo sham beria v'nevda oser hakol. If you can't find the beria, then the whole pot becomes oser. Why? Because you know you have iser in the pot. And Isser is a beria, it's not bottle, afilu be'elef. Says the Shach, we have a solution. The solution would be to use sinun, to put the soup through a strainer, and the beria will appear in the strainer. However, there's one example where that wouldn't work. The example given is what happens if you have, for instance, minestrone soup, where even if there's a strainer, you still won't be able to find the bug within all the pieces of macaroni. So then you would have to take all the macaroni out and just be left with liquid, and then do the sinun, which basically would lose the purpose of the soup. You may as well throw it out. We had a similar halacha in Siman Tzadik Ches, in Siman Tzadik Ches, where we said that you could somehow separate the chalev from the soup through l'hakfi. If you put cold water, v'teva ha-chelev l'hakvid, you are able to shom the fat off the top. V'lotzuf l'mal al-amayim, Bisiren Misham de Bachar de Efshar Lasira Havak Iluma Kire Vitzorach Lasir Misham. Since it's Efshar Lasiro, it's as if it's Nicker and it'll never be bottle. However, here it's already not bottle. So if there's a way that it could become recognizable and come to the surface, then it would become mutter. Seif Dalit. Yirokos mevushalos, if you have cooked vegetables, shenimtza bahen gimel toloim, that you find three toloim in this mixture, let's say cooked cabbage. Hayirokos asurim. The Shach explains, because if you found three bugs already and took them out, it's probably infested. Avol mehashlokos, but if you can take out all the cabbage, and the cabbage soup can be put through a sifting process through the strainer, umutarim, and it becomes permitted. V'chein habosar, and similarly with meat, if it's infested, your chatzenu, you can, if the bugs are in the outer layer, you can wash them off well, and then check to see if there is any remnant of those bugs, umutter. Meaning that just because something is muhsak with toloim, one second, if it's muhsak with toloim, so then there's nothing you can do about it. But something that either through sinun can remove the cheskas toloim, or through washing can remove the cheskas toloim, that would be mutter. The Shach points out that you should look in Simen Pei Dalet, Simen Tes and Yud, to tell you more about these dinim. And there we find out that once the yirokos are huchsaku, the yirokos need a bedika to permit them. So since we said they're cooked, so it's going to be very hard to check them. That's what the Shach means, that you would not be able to use the yirokos only. Using the soup through separating the bugs out through the strainer would be permitted. The lavush is brought over there in Simen Pei Dalet, and the lavush says v'nirali davka yirokos. This is only talking about vegetables. Havashar peiros. Other fruits, afilukamein pitriates, even mushrooms, afshalabaitkam, one can check them. Afilu akshin is bashlo, umutarim bebedika. Bedika would work for fruits, even though they don't work for cooked vegetables. It's a matzias observation that it's still possible they don't. Decompose in the same rapidity as vegetables do. The question, though, is what about the tam of these toloim? So that's going to be discussed later in Kuf Dalet and in Kuf Zayin, the dinim of insects in the soup. But the Shach in Kuf Dalet says that the only time we say that insects have a good tam is perhaps to give a tam in Shechar. However, on their own, they're mu'usim and their tam is batal b'roiv. As long as you remove the insects from the soup, as long as you have rove soup, keneged, the insects, there would be no issue of tam because it's tam pogum lagamrei.